So next case, please.
Our next case is 12019. Mark and, I'm sorry, how do you pronounce the? Fox, seeking a variance from the front yard setback for section 115.42 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. Property is located on the west side of South Bay Shore Drive, Sussex County Route 16A, approximately 3,320 feet south of Broadkill Road, Route 16. The 911 address is 1407 South Bay Shore Drive, Milton. The zoning district is GR. The tax map is District 235, map 10.06, parcel 5. We received zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and no mail returns. Specifically, the applicant is seeking a 24.8-foot variance from the required 40-foot setback.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
My name is Mark Fox, 109 Mountain Lane, Lebanon, Pennsylvania, 17042.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for hearing my case this evening. I'm new to this whole process, so I apologize. So should I just go over the criteria of the variance? Sure. So the uniqueness to our property is essentially although we have a 100 by 150 lot, the buildable space for our lot is only 50 by 100, 50 deep. As you can tell from the survey that we had performed, there are federal wetlands on the back half of our lot. Essentially what we did was we originally bought the parcel, I believe it was parcel 4, which is the where the trailer is currently located. And that lot, that piece of the property was actually 50 by 100. We subsequently bought the back half of the lot, which is 100 by 100, which is essentially all wetlands. And hence why, I apologize. I guess I assumed that the current setbacks were 30 feet and from the front of the road as opposed to 40 feet. Cannot otherwise be developed. In order to abide by the front setback of 40 feet, would be required to extend part of the new structure under the federal wetlands kill and protected flora and fauna. Not created by applicant, approximately 66% of the entirety of our lot is currently classified as federal wetlands, only allowing for a buildable area of 100 by 50. We will not alter the character of the neighborhood. The current structure on our lot is essentially a single wide trailer with an additional add-on to the back of it. The trailer was built in the early 1970s, and the proposed structure will be in line with all the existing structures with our neighborhood and will improve the character of the neighborhood. The minimum variance, so we are asking to have a setback of 15 feet from the front of the from the road to build a structure of 50 by 30 foot structure, which we plan on designing in the near future, assuming this variance gets approved.
Okay. Thank you. We'll start out with any questions, Mr. Morton.
No questions.
No questions. Ms. McGee.
I don't have any questions.
Mr. Mills.
Yes. You bought lot 5, but it was marsh. And part of lot 4 is also marshland. Is that correct?
That is correct.
And so if you'd only had lot 4 as you originally purchased, then you would have had basically 15 feet from front to rear, plus or minus. Is that correct to build on?
That's correct.
Because of the setback requirements, or would it be less than that? I mean, you're requesting a variance of 24.8 feet, or being 15 feet from the front property line, and so if you only had lot 4, and you had a rear setback of 20 feet, then with a 50 foot plus or minus. setback, you wouldn't even have enough to build anything.
Pretty much, yeah. That's correct. And I believe there are also setback rules and regulations around wetlands as well. Correct.
I mean, well, the math I've always done is that, you know, if you got a 50-foot deep property line, you got a 40-foot front setback and a 20-foot rear setback, there was no place to build a
house. Well, and to be quite honest with you, we purchased this property 8 years ago. You know, I don't know that we ever took into consideration, you know, what we were planning on doing in the future. Although we were planning on, you know, we had spoken of, you know, possibly hoping to build something new down the road, but we never went that far in the process. We did purchase the back half of the property in order to put a walkway to Deep Hole Creek, which is the creek behind us. That was essentially the intention of purchasing that piece of property at the time, not necessarily to...
Are they still separated properties, or are they combined?
No, they are combined.
Okay.
Single parcel.
And that's where I was going with this. Now that you've combined them, you do essentially have, with exception of the marshlands, you have the space to build a house. But as it was before, with just lot four, you would need a variance to build no house, in essence, because you would need 60 feet for a front and rear setback.
Okay.
So I'm trying to establish that it's not created by you. It's a minimum to afford relief and so forth.
Okay, I appreciate it.
Thank you. I have no other questions.
All right, thank you, Mr. Mills.
Hey, Chuck. I presume there's some flooding in that area because it's wetlands and there's
That's
a creek
correct.
Back there.
So correct.
It looks to me your current dwelling is on pilings, and from the drawing it looks like your proposed one is raised up as well.
That's correct.
All right.
And it will be on new pilings.
Okay.
You know, once we get through that part of the process.
And also looking at your drawing, it looks like the edge of paving of Bayshore Drive does not quite match the property line. Do you know how much of a distance there is from your property line to the edge of paving?
I really don't.
It looks like from there it might be a couple feet, but I wasn't sure if you knew.
Sure, yeah.
All right, I have no further questions. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think beyond reasonable doubt, there is no question that this applicant meets the standards for granting a variance. First off, you've got a property that, because of marshlands and or because of building restrictions, it's not possible to build a house on the property, and that would contribute to its uniqueness and cannot otherwise be developed and not have been created by an applicant. And I don't think his request will alter the essential character of the neighborhood, because as by the visuals that we have, there are other properties that are developed, either non-conforming or with variances. I think the minimum that he's requesting, or the variance he's requesting, is a minimum, and therefore I make a motion we approve case number 12019.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 12019. All those in favor of the motion, Ms. McGee?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Rucker?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
And Mr. Mills?
Aye for my reasons.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reason have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 12019 is approved.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.